And I believe I have with us on the phone Rabbi Galperin.
Good morning, Ilan.
Good morning, Rabbi. How are you?
Thank God. And how are you?
I am doing good. I'm good.
You see, so even though, I was just thinking about this a second ago, even though no one's at the university now, but we wanted to make sure that 2019 starts off on a bang.
That's it.
And we wanted to make sure that we start off with our radio, with the Boker Tov radio show, especially as well as with the Parsha of the Week. So, thank you.
Thank you.
It's a good way to start the year off, right?
It is. And it's a fun way, too. It's
absolutely
not like a duty.
What do they say? They say that, you know, music lifts people up. So music is the best tool for the soul, best tool for the person's body. You could be depressed. When you listen to music, you wake up a little bit.
Yeah.
And then when you listen to Parsha, your soul wakes up. So you have your physical body waking up, your soul waking up. What can be better? Everything
all in one.
That's right. That's right. So we're back on and we're now in the middle of the second portion in the second book of Shemot Va'era, where we talk about how God reveals himself to Moses, employing the four expressions of redemption. That is what we say on Pesach, at the Seder night, that he promises to take them out for safety, and he'll deliver them from enslavement, and he'll redeem them, and he'll acquire them as their nation. As the Hebrew words go, "Voteti v'tzalti v'gaalti v'lakachti," and he will then bring them to the land he promised to the patriarchs as their eternal heritage, to our fathers Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, which will eventually be the land of Israel. Now Moses and Aaron, brothers, reportedly came, and they come before Pharaoh to demand in the name of the God of God himself, "Let my people go, so that they may serve me in the wilderness." And naturally, obviously, everyone knows the story. Pharaoh repeatedly refuses.
Yeah.
God tells him, Moses and Aaron, this is what you should do, and this is what eventually will change Pharaoh's heart. Pharaoh's heart was hard, and Aaron's staff turned into a snake, and he swallowed the magician's snakes, and then God sends a series of plagues, so on and so forth. But we still see from all of this that the heart of Pharaoh was hardened, and he would not let the children go as God said to Moses. Now, let's think about this for a second. Imagine you've been working on a job for years and years. It's hard labor. You're not simply just tired. You're exhausted. You're demoralized. You're drained. You're frustrated. You have no hope. I'm never going to get out of here. And then one fine day, some new person on the floor stands up and promises a whole new world of equality, rewards.
Changes
and ultimate freedom. Now, do you believe that in the individual person, or are you beyond hope? Do you dare hold out for a better tomorrow and risk being devastated and cast into despair yet again? Or do you simply accept your fate and give up dreaming? You say, you know what, this is what I have, this is what I'm going to do, and that's it. Nothing more I can do. So it was with our ancestors in Egypt. They were slaving away all these years when a new face appeared and began making promises. Moses brings a message from God that they are about to be redeemed. There is a promised land ahead. All is not lost. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. And what do the Jews respond? And I will quote what the pasuk, the verse says in the Torah. And they did not listen to Moses out of shortness of breath and from the hard labor. So one commentary explains that shortness of breath shouldn't be understood only literally, because the Hebrew word for breath is ruach, which can also mean spirit.
Yeah.
So in other words, they weren't able to heed Moses' call, not only from a physical breathlessness, but because they lacked the spirit. Having suffered in bondage for so long, they no longer had the faith or hope to believe that freedom was still in the realm of the possible, even. It was simply beyond them. Why? Because they had lost the spirit. Now, in the history of Egypt, if you go and look in all the history, not a single slave had ever escaped. And how is it possible that an entire nation is going to walk free? Moses was a dreamer. This is obviously what the Jews must have thought at that time. It's not just realistic to hold out such high hopes only to have them dashed again. And so the people were utterly despondent and spiritless. And therefore, they could not hear. They could not absorb Moses' message.
Yeah.
Now, it happens all too often. People become so set in their mediocrity that they give up hope of ever achieving the breakthrough. And, you know, sometimes you might dream of something, but you'd never see how are you going to get to that dream. And Israel's people, even brave leaders, are so despondent from years of war, you know, of terror, that they clutch at imaginary straws, because basically, if we are honest with ourselves, they have simply lost the result. And I remember reading a wise proverb, which was said in the name of the legendary Reb Mendel Futterfuss, and he said like this: if you lose your money, you've lost nothing, because money comes and money goes.
Yeah.
If you lose your health, you've lost half. You're not a person you were before. But if you lose your resolve, you've lost all. Because if you have no energy, no willpower to do anything, you've lost everything. So Moses brought new hope to a depressed, dreamless nation. He gave them back the spirit that they had lost, and eventually, through the miracles of God, the promise was fulfilled and the dream became destiny. So, to be out of breath is normal. To be out of spirit is something the Jewish people can never afford. And we can never lose our spirit. We might be down. We might be this. We might be that. But we have to keep dreaming. We have to make sure that the dream is going to be fulfilled. And it will be fulfilled. If we do what we're supposed to do, God will do the rest.
It's up to us.
That's right. It's up to us, and God then fills in the rest of the time. And therefore, God, and Moses has realized that these people were on the low. And you don't blame them. No one's blaming them. But you need someone to pick them up. And that was Moses' job. And that's, I think, that is something, such an important thing that we can learn from this week's Torah portion and apply that to our lives.
I do agree.
Thank you. At least one person agrees.
I always agree with you.
So we have Friday night service. We have Friday nights at 5 o'clock and Shabbat mornings at 9:30 and Sunday mornings at 8:30 followed by good breakfast and Minyan Monday morning, 7:15 and 8 and Monday and Thursday morning, 7:15, we're done by 8. You can start the week off right. So I encourage everyone to come.
Rabbi, I want to wish you Shabbat Shalom and great weekend.
Thank you, you too, you as well.
And God willing, we'll be here next week.
That's what we will do.
Thank you again.
All right, we'll see you.
Bye-bye. Okay, bye.